Hey guys, today we're talking about the Gifted and Talented program. I first joined the GT program in second grade. It was called PACE, and it was some of my fondest memories at school. I met some of my best friends there. It sparked I remember distinctly learning about Egypt, because every year we'd have to make a poster board about something we learned in PACE that year, and there was actually a science fair competition like thing where you had to make a diagram or something to go along with it, and people would actually come around and walk. And I just remember it was all just fun, and everyone put all their hard work and effort into it. And you just learned so much. And then but that was only in elementary school. After that, it wasn't really touched on. They never really pulled me out for anything. Like in elementary, they would pull us out for PACE once a week. After that, it was kind of just accelerated learning, like getting into algebra. 8th grade a year, instead of having to wait till freshman. And then once I got into high school, I didn't really notice it much, other than the fact that junior year, my name was on a separate roll sheet. Hey guys, today I'm here with Mr. Norlam, the Saginaw's computer science teacher, who was a part of their version of the GT program when he was going through school. How's your day been?
Pretty good.
How long ago were you in the GT program?
Quite a while ago. Where I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, the program was mostly in elementary school, so it's been a really long time.
What's your opinion on the current state of the GT program and how much it actually helps students?
From my exposure, mostly in high school, I don't know that there's much benefit once a student gets into high school. The only thing that I'm able to be a part of is recognizing those that have been tagged as being GT students.
Do you see any major flaws other than sort of the stuff you just stated there with the GT system, and how would you fix it?
I'm not sure that somebody qualifying or being tagged as GT is something that is really something that necessarily stays with them forever, as far as, yes, the tag would, but I don't know that as they mature, they're at the same levels or have the same abilities in relation to other students. So the differences that they may have earlier in elementary school when they're recognized as GT may not necessarily apply once they get into high school.
Do you personally feel that what you did in the GT program helped you on later in life and gave you maybe a bit of an advantage over other students who didn't have the same opportunity?
I do. I think that I was able to be exposed to a lot more hands-on or applied education, as opposed to the concepts that were just provided on paper, book form, even in the games that we had on computers at that time. There wasn't the same level of access for those that were not in the GT.
Do you feel that there was anything you missed out on or something that you didn't quite get by being separated from your peers at that, being seen as that higher level?
The way that it was approached in my schooling, it was actually a benefit by being able to step out of the classroom and get a little bit more if not one-on-one, at least a better ratio of students to teacher, and be able to work with things that that the others were not able to, and as opposed to just doing more of the same exercises. So I think I didn't miss out on anything. It benefited me more than anything in elementary school.
Well, thanks for your time. I know you have a lot of classes.
I'm glad I was able to help.
Yep. So we're here with my mom, Kathleen, who recently got her PhD. Say hi.
Hello, I'm Kathleen.
So what was your experience like in the GT program when you went through school?
Well, mine started initially in grade school where we were taught how to do research projects. We got to pick the topic, and then we had to use like library resources because we didn't have the internet available, and come up with a project and learn more about it and then present a poster with that information.
Do you feel that being in the GT program gave you an edge over other students or that didn't have the same opportunities?
I don't know if I think it gave me an edge. It most definitely gave me self-confidence and put me in a group of people with similar interests or abilities and made us work together and keep us engaged in school so we just didn't get bored. But I don't know if I hadn't been part of the program, I don't know that I couldn't have done what I've done. But it was most definitely beneficial.
Do you see any major flaws in the GT program, and how would you fix them if you do see any?
In like the way mine went, or in the
in
one
general, thing? Like even if you know much about the current GT system, or.
I think that your question about, you know, whether or not somebody being involved in the program gives them an advantage or not is maybe one of the flaws of the program, is that you don't necessarily, aren't trying to get these kids an advantage over people who aren't as smart, but to keep them engaged and teach them to ask the right questions and think critically, and being able to do that will help them be more active citizens. But not only do our gifted students need that training, so do all of our students. They all need to be asking questions and thinking about the sources where things are coming from. I mean, like the internet nowadays, you don't know what's true and what's not. So now more than ever, everyone needs to be taught those same research and critical thinking skills.
Well, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
The GT program has had a lot of effect on my life, as well as others. But the skills that came with GT don't just apply to those that were learning or ready to perform at an advanced level. The skills that I learned in elementary when it comes to creating a poster and presenting and just gaining the self-confidence to do that could be used by everyone. It's not just something that you have to be at an accelerated level to understand or learn. It's something that we'll all need at some point. So even though the modern day GT system may be flawed and should be open to more people than it currently is, it was still some of the best times of my life. And I'm sure if you talk to others, they'll agree.